everyone. I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 29. Brushing your shoulders off / Memorial Day fun. That is going to be today's positive, That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic. Everyone, how are y'all doing on this beautiful, fabulous, positive Thursday? It is such a beautiful day. How y'all doing? Are y'all having a good day? I hope so. How's the weather where y'all at, everyone? Are y'all ready for this upcoming Memorial Day holiday? Although I know that everything is not back open due to this coronavirus situation, but I know there are many people that's cooking out at home and making the best of the Memorial Day holiday coming up this upcoming Friday. I'll be working at my other job. So anyway, moving forward, what I want to say is that brushing your shoulders off, what I'm talking about, what I mean by brushing your shoulders off, not brushing your hair, which can be a really silly story. Wait a minute, let me start all over again. I didn't have a drink, everyone. It's not Friday. So this is what I was going to say. No, it's not. Yes, it is Thursday. It's not Fridays. Put your hands up. Brushing your shoulders off. I'm not talking about brushing your hair, but brushing your shoulders off with a brush. That don't even make any sense, right? At all. But on a serious note, what I mean about brushing your shoulders off is letting go of past hurts and forgiving others and forgiving yourself. When we live in a world of uncertainty, you know, it's a life. We live in a fast paced world with so many different challenges that we all go through a lot. I know for sure that many people want to start a new chapter in their life. And in the process, wanting to start new chapters in life, And past hurts and forgiveness can be a blockage that can stop us from moving forward into new beginnings in our life and brushing that dirt off our shoulders. Let me tell y'all this. I had to forgive myself for many past mistakes I had made. It took me a long time. And one of my biggest mistakes that I had made is when I first published my first book and I went through a publishing company. But make a long story short, you know, I was very proud of myself, you know, for writing my book, which the title was called, it was called Living with NF, A Story of Survival. And I talked about my journey of living with a rare genetic disorder and the challenges and obstacles I had to face. And a published company that I published my book through, they offered different marketing services so I can, you know, get my book out there. So I put the money out there, which was a lot, and the company didn't do everything they said they wasn't going to do. I lost a lot of money. I was very angry about the situation, but also it was a learning experience for me. At the time, I didn't look at it as a learning experience. I looked at it as a negative thing, but also it was a positive thing for me as I got over that situation and learned how to forgive those people that ripped me off of my money. And I was able to, you know, to move forward past that experience. Brushing your shoulders off is like you dusting a whole bunch of dirt off your shoulders that accumulate year after year from holding on to unforgiveness, childhood trauma, being betrayed by a friend you thought was your friend. Brushing your shoulders off is learning to let go of love relationships that you know is not going to work. OMG. Now, I know many of you listeners can relate to me on that. I can tell y'all so many stories on my behalf on how I had a very hard time letting go of this guy I was dating for almost about a year. Our bond was super strong. We were both into health and fitness. We had other things in common. He gave me butterflies in my stomach in a good way. So much more. But the only issue I had with the relationship was that, you know, he was dating other women besides me. he was lying about certain things. And immediately, right away, I had to protect myself, my heart, and I distanced my energy from him and how I was feeling about him. And I put the love back into myself, loving myself. Self-care, which we all should be doing. Self-care and putting ourselves first. Especially if we know that we're stepping into a situation, you know, we know that it's toxic. But sometimes we get blindsided by what we want to see and not the reality of certain things. I believe that many of us have very hard time brushing our shoulders off, holding on to a false vision of who we are. And what I mean by that is being someone you're not, wearing a mask, and being afraid to be the true, authentic self. I know it takes a lot of courage and strength to step into your true self, you know, and not worrying about what other people may say. It can be a really scary thing. And for so many years, I carry a lot of heavy dirt on my shoulders of wearing different masks. Because for me, for one thing, I didn't even know who I was as a person. And what I learned from when I was having them false masks year after year, being something that I wasn't, what I learned about that situation, it was a lot of childhood trauma that happened to me in my past that affected my adulthood, that made me feel insecure in certain areas in my life. And I believe it was one of the things it came from was when I used to get teased from other people and I used to get rejected. Not playing a victim role, but I'm just being honest. Sometimes when we have things happen in our life, it can be from our childhood, you know, a childhood experience or things that happen. Like maybe you grew up in a devotional home with alcohol or drug abuse, you know, stuff like that. But it affected me tremendously, everyone. I had carried a lot of dirt on my shoulders from wounds and hurts and pains that were so hard for me to release, you know, take off of me. It was a lot of pressure, but with prayer and determination, and I also had like counseling, that helped me a whole lot. And then when 2017, when I faced a lot of health issues, I was stuck in a weight of weighing 224 pounds for a 5-year period. And me having all that weight on me, that added on a lot of dirt on my shoulders. And the reason why the weight that I had on me that I was carrying when I was weighing 224, it came from me eating everything that I can put my hands onto to hide my emotions and how I was really feeling. So that all that dirt that was carried on my shoulders when I was 224 pounds, it accumulated from issues in my life that I was facing. So I had to move forward, you know, from that situation in the season of my life when I was carrying all that weight, not just on my shoulders, but the weight that I was carrying health-wise. So I made a decision in 2017 to change my life for the better and get healthy and take care of my health. I had a life, I had a fitness instructor. He helped me. To get my body in shape. I went to the gym twice a week and I joined a support group called Weight Watchers. And I went to my meeting every Saturday. I went there faithfully. And that was taking some of the weight off of the dirt off of my shoulders that I was carrying in my life. So that was another thing I had to brush off of my shoulders that I was carrying. And I have a question for each one of you I want to ask y'all. What kind of dirt on y'all shoulders are y'all carrying on? Y'all carrying that y'all been carrying that y'all trying to dust off completely so y'all can move forward to a new and better life? I know that everybody's situation is different. You know, we all, you know, are unique in our own way. And I thank God every day for allowing me to, I thank God for allowing me to be able to speak to each one of you every positive Thursday. If I wasn't able to face some of the issues that I was facing, whether it was fear, anxiety, depression, fear of the unknown, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today, like talking to each one of you beautiful people on this Positive Thursday. I have a question I want to ask you. Are y'all carrying a false mask? Like every day, like carrying that weight on your shoulders of being something you're not. Not even just being something you're not, but just trying to figure out who you are as a person. And just trying to just be the better version of yourself. Because you know that can add on a lot of weight on our shoulders when we're being something that we're not, to try to fit in, you know, with other people. I want to help y'all. I have a couple tips that I would like to share with y'all that help me, and I believe that can help each one of you, that help me to heal from some past wounds and issues that I was facing in my life. And it really dissolved a lot of weight and dirt that I was carrying on my shoulders that was weighing me down, that was stopping me from moving into new things and stopping me from being happy and being in the moment. Because if we keep moving backwards and looking back to what happened then, we can never be in a moment, enjoy our moment, which is so precious. Life is just so short. We live in a life of the unknown. You don't even know if you're going to wake up the next day. So that's why it's so good to learn how to be in a moment and enjoy your family. Even if you're able to sit up on your own and laugh and think about the good things. And if you never heard that thing, like when you do something over and over again, it builds like a habit. I think they say if you do it for like 30 or 21 days straight, it builds a habit. So say if you was a person that you always focus on the negative, even if it's good things going on in your life. So if you're that person that has a hard time focusing on the positive, what you can do is, this is what I do, because I also struggle with focusing on even though I am a positive person, but sometimes times and time little negative things pop up in my mind from past things or just in general. So that's why this is what I do, and I want to help each one of you. I write down what's going on, how I'm feeling. But most of one of the things I do is I pray and I ask God to help me when I'm going through, and I sit still and I sit quiet and I meditate. You know, I know that we all have beliefs, but I believe that different religion beliefs, but I believe that meditation makes a big difference. Because you know how, like, especially for you parents and just everyday people, you know how we're working and then you have a household and then you try to do all this and that all at one time and you never get a chance to really sit down and breathe and just take a nice, slow, deep breath. When was the last time that you sat down with yourself and really honestly took a nice deep breath and just breathe slow for less than 5 minutes? Because I know some people have, what do you call it when some people can't sit still for a couple seconds? I know that many people have that. And I had that before. There was times where I couldn't even sit still for a couple minutes because I was so used to moving all around everywhere. But also, I want to say this. When was the last time that you just sat down with yourself and just reflect and think about all the things that you have done, positive things, and things that you have done to brush your shoulders off, to make that. And so then you can see that whatever happened in the past don't have to define you. But I want to move forward to what I was saying. I don't want to be all over the place. So this is what helped me to get some of the dirt off of my shoulders. Number one, I said prayer has helped me tremendously. That's like one of my number one medicines. Number two, I do a lot of writing. Writing has helped me tremendously. So I write my feelings down. Whether I'm writing just poetry or just writing down, like journaling. Exercising has helped me. Exercising is really good for the mind. If you are a person that's not really into exercising, you can walk. Or I sit out like in your car if you drive and sit and look at the trees and just sit still for a couple minutes and put on some nice soft music or whatever music that you like, just that makes you feel good. Put some music on, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Try to do that every day for 5 minutes and watch the difference in your life. I'm telling you, it works. When you sit still for a couple of seconds and you take a deep breath, slow in and out, and then you reflect, it gives you time to slow not only your body down, but also your mind. And it gives you time to think, because if you keep running, you're not trying to face whatever's going on, it's going to resurface. So you can be busy all you want, but whatever you don't face, especially if it's something internal, negatively internally, it's gonna come back to bite you. And I know that for personal experience, I ran from so many things I didn't want to face in my life, but it came back. It kept resurfacing. You know how they say that sometimes if you don't learn a life lessons, it's gonna keep resurfacing over and over again until you get that lesson correct. So I hope that what I share with y'all on tips on how you can brush some of the dirt off your shoulders, I hope that it helps someone out there today. So I want to ask each one of you, do y'all have any Memorial Day plans? I know that a lot of things are closed, but in different areas, they're opening up different like stores. Like my daughter, I was talking to my daughter yesterday. She lives in Vegas, and she was telling me that they opened up the Ross store in her area. She said the lines was crazy. So I know wherever where y'all at, and when they open up the stores and stuff like that, y'all know them lines is going to be crazy, because you know everything been closed, and a lot of people, you know, want to get out the house and they want to shop, especially for those shopaholics like me. I can't wait till the mall open up. I cannot wait. But even when it do open up in my area, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to pace myself, and I'm not going to rush and go and run into the store, but I might just still go out just to see what's going on and still practice that social distancing. And then also, if I have to shop online, that's what I do, because I know many of you probably been shopping online. So do y'all have any plans this upcoming Memorial Day holiday on Monday? And even if y'all don't, for those of you that don't celebrate Memorial Day, have y'all cooked out lately? I know in different areas, the weather has been different. Sunny in some areas. Have y'all cooked out? Have y'all, you know, barbecue? So for those of you that do celebrate Memorial Day, I have some good holiday Memorial Day drink recipes that I want to share with each one of you. And I also have some barbecue recipes that I want to share with each one of you. But first, I want us to have a mini party. So I have a fun music mix that I want y'all to listen to. We're going to jam to. We're going to get our party on. Let's go. And don't be mean.
Girl, make the fellas go. The way you ride it, girl.
I'm about to hit the floor now. Oh, y'all should see me, everyone. I'm jamming. I'm up in here jamming. I know y'all jamming with me. Let's go. Let's go. It's Thursday, not Friday. It's a positive Thursday. Let's go. All right, everyone. That was so fun, wasn't it? I have 10 top Memorial Day holiday drinks that each one of you can try. It's from delicious.com. Website is spelled D-E-I-S-H.com, delish.com. The first one is the Massica Margaritas. Oh, this looks so good. And the second one is Rum and Coke, the classic Rum and Coke, the kind of Rum and Coke that, you know, that to make you want to fight somebody. Let me stop. Number three, the Rainbow Sangria. Number four, the Booze Dough Whip. Number five, the Watermelon Sangria. Number six, the Pineapple Pina Colada. And number seven, the Layered Lemonade Drops. And number eight, the Hurricane. And number nine, the Spiked Pink Lemonade. And last but not least, the Strawberry Daiquiri, yum yum, which is a classic, I know, for each one of you. So that's 10 top holiday Memorial Day drinks that each one of you can try. And to see the rest of these drink recipes, go to delish.com, which is spelled D-L-I-S-H.com. Now I want to share with y'all barbecue recipes for this Memorial Day holiday, and also regular recipes to try as well on Memorial Day. Or if not even just on Memorial Day, if you want to try something different just for the hell of it, check these recipes out. And the drinks that I had mentioned to each one of you that y'all can try out, the pictures look so gorgeous. Oh my gosh, that make me want to have a drink right now. When you see it, you're going to want to have a drink. Even for those of you that's just not drinks, even for those of you listeners that's not drinkers, you can try it without the alcohol. Because I'm not a big drinker as well either. But when I get into my little mood, I do like to have a little sip in here. Sip here and there. I have a list of the 10 Memorial Day recipes that you can try from the same website, delish.com. The first one is the Bang Bang Corn. And it does look banging, everyone. That's an old saying for something that looks good, decent. A slang term. Number two, the Grilled Pork Chop. Number three, Grilled Chicken Wings. Number four, Grilled Watermelon. That's something different. Even though I'm not too crazy about watermelon, but it's something that I'll try. Especially if y'all see this picture, that make y'all want to try watermelon. And I think I'm going to try some grilled watermelon. That's different. Number five, for the vegans like myself who will love this, grilled broccoli. Number six, classic potato salad. Number seven, cheddar baked bacon ranch corn. And I think I said number eight, the perfect grilled chicken. And number nine, the bacon wrap hot dog. Number 10, the classic cheeseburger. And I'm going to read one more because I'm not for sure if I skipped a number or not. Number 11, the bruschetta pasta salad. That looks really good. It has like tomatoes in it and these pasta noodles and green peppers. Check this website out, everyone, for Memorial holiday recipes at delicious.com, and also for the drinks as well. These recipes look so tasty, and the drinks is off the chain. So getting back to what I was saying from the beginning when we were talking on this positive Thursday, I was discussing about brushing your shoulders off. I just want to say to each one of you that's struggling to brush off certain things that in your life that's holding you back, just look at it like this. If you're trying to move forward into a new beginning, or just trying to just not even move just forward into a new beginning, but if you want change in your life, you got to brush off some of that dirt off your shoulders that's been piled up from past hurt, pain, or whether it is forgiving others. And speaking about forgiving others, that's something that I really had to learn how to do. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, I'm still learning how to do. But I got 100% better, because I've never been the kind of person that hold grudges against people. But I'm going to be honest about this. I also held on to a lot of stuff that I used to hold on to, things that hurt, past hurts that when people used to hurt me, like by rejection or by betrayal. And then as time went on, as I got more mature, I seen that me holding on to things like that, it was only having an effect on me. I know y'all probably heard this old saying, you can forgive, but you can't forget. So I just want to say that I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because there is powers in the numbers. And also, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm ZoeFlower8 on Instagram. And I'm on Twitter, at ZoeFlowerTwitter. And please subscribe to my YouTube page. I'm ZoeFlower YouTube page. Please subscribe. I really would appreciate that. And give me your feedback from this podcast. You can send me a message on this podcast on here. Or you can email me at ZoeFlower8@gmail.com. And I would love to hear future podcast ideas from each one of you. Do y'all have any Memorial Day plans this weekend? I know it's not too much to do, but for those of you that stand home, or y'all cooking out, or y'all off on this Monday, I'll be working. And my other job, but I'm not going to complain about it, and I'm going to make the best of it. But I'm off this upcoming weekend, and I'm going to get some things done. Go see my godmom and my aunt, and, you know, but still practicing social distancing, and I'm just enjoying my weekend off. So y'all enjoy the rest of your week, and y'all have a super blessed rest of the week. And brush your shoulders off. Brush that dirt off your shoulders. Like Jay-Z said, you got to get that dirt off your shoulders. You got to get that dirt off your shoulders. So, out to y'all. Have a blessed one.